You know, think about when I heard about all this stuff that was going on this week, and just how unsettling it was to all the people, and you would say people, whether they were church people or not, whether they were stunned by what happened in that school. They were stunned. I mean, it shocked how anybody could do that to children, you know. They were stunned and they were shocked, and some verses came to my mind, and I was thinking about, you know, people don't get away with bad stuff. It just don't happen. They do not get away with it. They pay, and they pay dearly. I was thinking about this verse come to my mind, and I'm going to read it and go from there. Pray for me this morning. But in the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew, we see here how Jesus was speaking, and he was speaking of a little child. And basically his disciples were in the first verse. We'll just read a few verses here. This is not particularly my lesson, but it's just on my heart. 18th chapter, first verse, it says, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." So basically, Jesus was telling these disciples that, I believe that he was wanting them to know and understand that in heaven, everybody's equal. In the kingdom of God, that we're equal in his eyes. That God looks at us the same. All of his children, I believe he looks at us the same way. I believe he looks down upon each and every one of us just the same. And that there was nobody that has the right to have the big head or think that they're any better, more holy, more righteous than anybody else. That we're all the same. But it says here in this next verse, "But whosoever shall offend..." And I think this could go along with some of the sermons actually that I've been preaching of late. That it could go right along with those things. That as the type of people that we're supposed to be, the Christian people that we're supposed to be, that whosoever shall offend one of them, basically, whosoever shall become a stumbling stone. And it doesn't make any difference if we're out in the world on a daily, on our job doing whatever, or if we're in church, or if it's a church person or somebody that's unchurched. Whosoever shall offend or be a stumbling stone to one of my little children, says one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned into the depth of the sea. That was the image that I got of this man that done this horrible thing. How much better it would have been if he would have had a millstone. Now, millstone, if you don't know what it is, it was a grinding stone. It was just basically a big rock that they used to thrash the wheat with. It would go in a circle, and it was pulled by a donkey. It weighed hundreds of pounds. This being tied around the neck and being dragged to the depths of the sea. And I was thinking about these little children. Actually, I believe we're at the kindergarten age, young children. Now, we know and understand that the Bible teaches that up until a certain point in time in life, that a child is kept under the blood. That the Lord looks down until He determines that it's time for them to recognize and know and understand right from wrong, and that they are held accountable for their sins. We don't know about that. God judges those things. But if there was anything that good that would have come out of all this, that those children was too young to be of the age of accountability, to be accountable for their sins, and that they went on to heaven. That they went on to heaven. I know there's people that thinks that they can be baptized or sprinkled when they're a baby and all this other stuff. But I'm telling you now, I was sitting back there, I was sitting about four or five rows back.
there. Preacher was preaching. I don't know that I even heard what the preacher preached. I sat back there and I was playing and I was, you know, with my friends and we was... All of a sudden, boom. Just that quick, my eyes was opened. I knew it. God revealed to me that I was a sinner. I was sitting there at one moment, I was playing, next moment, I was a sinner. God revealed it to me. He showed it. He opened my eyes and let me know that. Without anybody, nobody didn't tell me that. And that's the way it works. We serve a God that's like that. He's not going to blindside you and send you to hell without you having the opportunity to repent and trust in Him. Now, I know there are those that believe in systems of religion that they think it's going to get them to heaven. Well, it won't. A system won't get you there. Works won't get you there. Baptism won't get you there. Church membership will not get you there. I don't care if you're a member of this church. It will not get you into the gates of heaven. The only thing that will get you into the gates of heaven is repentance and faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That you trust in Him, that you believe in Him, till He saves your soul. And just as your eyes was open to allow you to know and understand that you was a sinner, also at that same moment when the Lord saves your soul, He gives you the understanding that you're saved, that your soul is sealed, that heaven is going to be your home, that it's revealed to you that I got peace. I don't have that burden of sorrow, of fear, of things anymore. I have peace. I have an understanding. I realize now and I know and I can do and I can say that I know these things as I knew these things as a child. I knew these things. The God that created the heavens and the earth He is able to speak to a child. He's able to speak to us and tell us. He can speak right to our hearts and allow us to know and understand what we are. If we'll listen, He can speak to adults if they're not too hard-headed to listen. He can talk to us all. And He will. If we'll let Him. He don't want anybody to die and go to hell. Think about this awful, that awful situation. And I think about that man. You think about this horrible, you think about Judas Iscariot, what the Bible says, it would be better if he had not even been born than to do what he did to Jesus. So many things, so many bad things happen. And they're getting worse and they're getting more prevalent. More and more. You used to never hear anything. I didn't hear anything like this growing up. But the Lord is, when it comes time for us all to go home, there is basically two types of people in this world. There's prepared and there's unprepared. There are going to be those that are prepared. There are going to be those that heed the message, that listen when the preacher told them about Jesus, that told them about that little knocking upon their heart, about how that they would feel sorrow and troubled. They listened and they listened to that preacher when he told them to pray and seek Jesus that they might be saved. Seek Him till they find Him. gold, but for all those that will not bow, that will not listen, that will not take the time that God has given them to seek Him. Maybe this morning, the opportunity this morning. Oh, can you imagine how many was there any of those parents that thought about their children, what was going to happen to them when they sent them to school that morning? No, not a single one of them. If they did, they wouldn't have sent them, would they? We never know what's going to happen. We don't have the ability to be able to see into the future. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what this afternoon holds for us. We don't know these things. One minute things is going on good and life is going good, and the next minute we may be sick. We may be in the hospital with a serious disease. We could be driving down the road. I hadn't looked lately to see what the number was, but it was heading towards 1,000 of deaths of people that have died on the roads in Tennessee this year. We could be one of those numbers. We don't know. I don't say this stuff this morning to scare anybody. I don't think anybody can be scared into being saved. I want you to be prepared to meet your Maker when the Lord comes back. I want you to know and understand that Jesus is the only way. And you need to turn to Jesus. And you need to pray to Him and ask for soul salvation, that He would save your soul. I just want your soul to be saved. I want you to be in heaven with me one day. I want you to be in heaven with me one day. And that's the only way that you're going to be there. If you never seek the Lord, I promise you that you won't ever find Him. You won't ever find Him if you don't ever seek Him. Pride gets in the way. I know there's a lot of different things that stands in a person's way. I held on and I gripped that bench back there for all it was worth when, before I got up and went to that altar and sought the Lord. I did everything that was within this little boy's power to not move and do what God wanted me to do. And I didn't get saved the first time I went to the altar either. But I knew that God was dealing with me. Why? Because I had been taught that. I had been taught that God deals with little boys and little girls and men and women to show them that they're sinners, that God deals with you and He speaks to your heart. I'd been taught that, and I understood that when I didn't understand it fully or completely, but I knew something. You something wasn't right. I felt that drawing. I felt the Lord drawing me, wanting me to be saved, convicted me. Lord, if nobody had ever showed me that I was a sinner, do you think I would have ever sought for salvation? No. Nobody ever would. But when the Lord shows you that you're a sinner, you need to seek Him. You need to seek Him. Don't run from Him. Don't hide from Him. Don't pretend you don't know what's going on. You need to seek God. Seek Him this morning that you might be found. I didn't even get anything of Him in preach. Wasn't a single thing that I prepared this morning. That's what I was supposed to say. If you're here this morning lost, you've never been saved by God's grace, I believe you know it. With all that's in me this morning, I believe that you know that you're lost. I believe the Lord will give you another opportunity to seek Him today. as we have a song, take the time and opportunity that God's giving you that you might be saved. Or what a great gift that would be for this time of year. Brother Bert, let's have a song. You're here lost. Seek the Lord, I pray. Don't turn him away this morning. Please don't turn him away.
Everybody stand. Turn page number 387. Just as I am.
Thanks a lot. lady that comes from Williams County Hospital and rehab over every Saturday. Has exercise place, old people that live there that has arthritis and stuff. And she was really shook up about this killings and stuff. She had a little grandson that spent the night with her the night before this happened. And she was leaving to go to work, and he ran to the door and said, "Grandma, you didn't give me a hug or a kiss goodbye." And she says, "Honey, I don't have time. I'm going to be late to work." And she got to work and she heard about the killing. And she's all, "Oh, why didn't I go back if I had been late to work and hug that child?" Everybody hug your children and tell them love. You never know what's going to happen. That was great for me, probably. That I will say something. Oh, there's so many difficult things there. I'm not as strong as I should be. That's my fault. Pray for me. Lord, give me strength. I just wanted to share that with you because the lady was so upset. She didn't go back and give her grandson a hug.
That's an upsetting thing.